So we've been sometimes reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the evening, and lately reading from the biography of Srila Prabhupada, or just reading of his letters. I wanted to turn to talking about His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in connection with India, because I'm turning my own attention and research to that, and I think it will be anything about him is of interest to you, because you're his sincere disciples and sincere followers. I think maybe by tomorrow night I can start talking about his childhood. I have different material here, and I just decided to do this today. I'm just starting to organize it. But I think tonight maybe I can just, I have a file of things that were taken from lectures that Prabhupada gave after he came to America, all the way from 1966 to 1977, in which he discussed different things about reminiscences of India. Maybe tonight we can just sort of pick random things. One thing about Srila Prabhupada is that, in one sense, he presented himself as very much an Indian, although in another sense, not at all. And that's further complicated by the fact that India is not an ordinary country. So in one sense, to identify with the Indian culture is not material. But even that material side of it, and Srila Prabhupada, he saw politics from the Indian viewpoint, and he described himself, I am a Calcutta man, a Calcutta boy. So he liked to think in so many ways like that. But on another hand, not at all. And sometimes people, even in India, he'd be speaking to his countrymen, and they would say something about India, or Indians. He'd say, "Why India? Why speak of India? We are not speaking of India." We're Hindu. This is not Hindu. We are not Hindu. For ourselves, we're all non-Indians. We were all in the false ego when he came, thinking of ourselves as this or that. And this American identification is always there. When someone is conditioned, he's conditioned in those ways. He thinks that this body made of mucus, bile, and air is his self. He thinks that the land where he's born is worshipable. Relatives are his kin, like that. So we identified with American also. And then that was one of his first teachings to us, that you are not Indian, you are not American or Indian, I am not Indian. We're all spirit soul. I remember that very clearly, that Srila Prabhupada, everyone does. He did not institute any kind of idea like that he had come to teach us some Hindu culture, Indian culture. I remember standing in the entrance to the 26th Second Avenue one morning. It was real dark before the sun was up, and somehow some Indian boy wandered in. He was walking this, I don't know where he was going, but he had heard of this place and he wanted to inquire. We had some little pamphlets and things in the back, and I hadn't been a devotee that long, but I explained to him that actually this is not, we're not studying Hinduism. What Swamiji is teaching us, it's that the Bhagavad Gita is not just for Hindus, but it's for all people. And he went away, that boy. But That was how he taught us, right away. This is the platform of the spirit soul. We're not Indian, we're not American. So, we took Srila Prabhupada as a transcendental person from India. Let me put it like that. And he taught us how to eat and how to dress. But hearing it from him, we understood that actually India is the land where Krishna walked, where Krishna appeared. And that this dress, this is not Indian dress. This is a dress of Narada Muni. This is a dress of personalities in the spiritual sky. It's like Krishna, he wears like a, not like this kadi dhoti. But you see him, he's wearing these clothes in this style. There's a spiritual world. It's not that absolute is void. So in the spiritual world, there's dress. It is spiritual dress, and the dress is like this. And Krishna is eating there too. Someone asked Srila Prabhupada, in the spiritual world, I read this in one of your interviews, I forget with who, Arabalva interviewed many people about Srila Prabhupada. One of the girls is asking Prabhupada, in the spiritual world, do they have to prepare something for Krishna, or can they just take it from the Kalpa Briksha tree? And he thought for a while and then replied that actually Kalpa Briksha tree can supply anything, but because they want to make something for Krishna, therefore we say Radharani is cooking for Krishna, taking trouble. Just like in ordinary life, the wife could get some eatables for her husband without any cooking. But because of love, he's trying to cook something to take the trouble. So Krishna eats in the spiritual world, just like in the Govardhan Hill Leela. He says, now Father, you just prepare some foodstuffs like, he mentions dal, rice, kachori, samosa. So these are also spiritual. It's part of the eternal paraphernalia of Krishna. Anyway, this is how Prabhupada introduced Indian culture to us. What it is. If there is a decayed manifestation of it now in India, it is still the original culture of the spiritual world. I remember also that in the beginning, we were so, well, devotees were sincere, but we were also naively fascinated by India. And when we would see even just an Indian, this is the very beginning only, till we got cured of it. If we just see an Indian man and a woman with a sari, and this Indian woman, we would approach them thinking practically they were like, just like if you see a devotee, if you're walking on the street and you suddenly see a devotee, and for that matter, a man devotee won't approach a woman devotee just because he sees a woman just like a ISKCON devotee. But if, say, a boy sees a man just as devotee, he'll naturally go up to him, even if he doesn't know him. Hare Krishna. So we thought that all Indians were like that. We would go up to them. For a few times, anyway. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. You're from India? And they often wouldn't want to speak with us, or if they did, it's not that just because they were Indian and we were devotees that we had a lasting bond in their minds. Then when Srila Prabhupada actually went to India again and took with him his American Western devotees, then they wrote back that we are traveling around and there are actually many swamis. We thought that we didn't know what we thought. Some people had been to India. But we didn't think there were any other devotees. And so they said, yes, there are actually other devotees. There are many Vaishnavas here in Vrindavan, and everyone's wearing tilak and they have bead bags. But they, all the devotees would say, but we don't see anyone like Srila Prabhupada here, as far as pure devotee. There they were, more like Indian sadhu from that land. But Prabhupada is not like that. And that is not, that cannot be explained in terms of his, not that he was westernized, like a Nehru, that he was an Indian because he was a westernized Indian or anything like that. He was just transcendental. Just like Krishna is. Krishna is not Indian. And so Krishna's pure devotee is not Indian. Or American. So we can cite so many incidences and examples how Srila Prabhupada is not like that. Not an Indian. And on the other hand, then we can make so many examples how he is. So that's something simply to be relished and understood in a spiritual way, but in a personal way. So these are just odds and ends things under a category of Indian incidents. First one is a tape of a rather long tape of a few pages, some political discussion. In 1975 in Mayapur. Why is America after this Pakistan? This requires little intelligence. America has no interest either in Pakistan or India. But both of them being on the border of Russia, it will be convenient for them to fight with the Russians through these places. Devotee, through Pakistan? Prabhupada, do you follow? You have seen the Indian map, eh? Asian map? Have you got any? Devotee, yes. India and Pakistan are right at the bottom of Russia. Prabhupada, yes, they want this place. Devotee, the Russians? Prabhupada, Rush? No, Americans. Devotee, Americans. Srila Prabhupada, Americans want this place to fight with the Russians. So if America comes directly in India that we want to fight, then India would not agree. Therefore, they're keeping with these foolish rascals, Pakistan. And they're insulting. Not insulting, they're naturally the enemy of... it says go to the other side of the tape. So I'm skipping. The Vietnam and everything, Korea, all these things, not to allow the communists to become very powerful. That is American political policy. The presidents may change, but the national policy cannot be changed. Therefore, they want fighting between Pakistan and India. Actually, that happened. Russia will come to the help of India. That arrangement is already there. With Indira Gandhi. Naturally, they'll come to help Pakistan, and then between the big two. Devotee, that's why you said this morning that India will suffer more than any country? Prabhupada, yes. Another devotee, the last time there was a war between Pakistan and India, the American government put their whole fleet and aimed their guns at India. Prabhupada, yes. And then they wanted to help Pakistan. But when the Russians came, they took time. Otherwise, fighting would have begun at that time. Devotee. So it almost happened one time before. Prabhupada. Maybe that Nixon thought, if some settlement can be done without fighting, therefore he went to Russia. Devotee. Yes. Prabhupada. Later on, he went to China also. But they're uncompromising. The communists, they're the staunch enemy of the capitalist. Their whole philosophy is against God and against capitalism. So if America becomes Krishna conscious and fights, they have got strength plus God's blessing. They'll come out victorious. Fight is going on. We cannot stop. But if the American people take to Krishna consciousness and fight with the communists, they'll come out victorious. Then the menace of communistic movement will stop. And we want that. We want that these demoniac communists should be finished. The Russians as people, they're not communists. A certain class, just like in India, a certain class is communist. Massive people is not communist. They cannot become communist. It is not possible. Devotee, it is not natural for the living being to be communist? Prabhupada, eh? Devotee, it's not natural for the living being to become communist because atheistic communist. Prabhupada, atheistic communist. They are not communists. Real communists, we are. Actually see, all people from all parts of the world professing different religions, different paths of life, still they are joined. This is natural. Krishna community. Devotee, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago that this war almost broke out before the America aimed all of its weapons at India. So it could happen at any time. It could happen very shortly then. Prabhupada, that war was also Russian instigated. This last war between Pakistan and India was practically between India and Pakistan. Yes. Devotee, Russia? Prabhupada, no, the Bangladesh. They were Bengalis. Although the whole Pakistan, including Bangladesh and the other part, West Pakistan, East Pakistan, Bangladesh, so actually Bangladesh is bigger than West Pakistan. They should have taken the government, majority. But the West Pakistan, by force, they were ruling. They are not majority. So after all, they are Bengalis, maybe Muslim. They're intelligent, more than the Punjabis. The Punjabis have got bodily strength, but not brain. So these Bengalis, in Mujhammad Rahman, there was this device that we are majority. Why they should govern us? We should govern over them. This is the movement. But they're already in power, so how to throw them out of power? So he negotiated in India that you help us to become separate. And India's interest is that Pakistan becomes weak by separation. That is India's interest. So India agreed to help them. How to help? They organized a false soldier. You know what he's called? Bahini. Bahini mean a freedom soldier. They organized a freedom soldier. And India consulted Russia. Russia was friendly that, yes, we want to help Bangladesh. So they said, yes, you help. If there is fight, then we shall help you. This was the Bahini. Sanan Bahini. Sandana Bahini, or something like that. They organized freedom soldiers. The freedom soldier means Indian soldiers. They entered Bangladesh because East Bengal, West Bengal, and they started this freedom soldier. But this is Indian soldier. Pakistan could understand that. Where this Bangladesh will get so nice soldiers? It is Indian soldiers. So when the movement was increasing, then Pakistan was in a very precarious condition. So they wanted American help. The Americans also said yes. So they got American planes, American, to crush down this Bangladesh. And the Bangladesh means Indian soldiers. So later on it was discovered. So Pakistan attacked directly India. That was to go on, increase. But when the Americans were helping, these Pakistani, the Russians also came. So it was going to be a third world war immediately. So America considered something that let us take some time. Therefore the war was stopped. Otherwise it was already started. That policy is going on. Devotee, there's been no change. Prabhupada, therefore Indian government does not like you Americans. And they're making propaganda. They're thinking that the Americans, under the dress of religious people, the CIA, they have come to disrupt. This is the position. So everything, devotee, so everything is the same as it was then. It's just the war, the actual fighting, has been postponed for some time. Prabhupada, yes. Devotee, do we have any danger? I mean, we are building such important establishments in India. Do we have any danger? Prabhupada, there is no danger internationally. Suppose, just like the Buddhists, they have got all their pilgrimages in India because Lord Buddha is Indian. He spread Buddhism all over the world. So all the Buddhist relics and pilgrimages are in India. Gaya Pradesh and others, Benares. So Indian government allow them freedom to come here as pilgrimage. So you are now Vaishnava. Why they should not allow you to come to your pilgrimage in India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace? You have adopted Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna's birthplace. Legally they cannot. Rather they should make arrangement. But from the political point of view, they're thinking these Americans have taken to this religious garb. Actually they are intending something political. That is a general impression. CIA. What can be done? Therefore I was stressing this point that you Americans, if you make your country strong, Krishna conscious, that will be good for the whole world. Actually, you are doing that, but they are misunderstanding in a different way. They cannot believe that an Indian guru can control so many American young boys on religious principle, because nobody could do that. Just like all other Mahesh Yogi, they might have some American followers, but they're not coming here and taking so active part. Devotee, most of them, if they come here, Prabhupada, but they haven't got any philosophy, eh? Devotee, most of the philosophers, most of the followers of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, or these other gurus, if they come to India, it's just to go to the Himalayas and smoke some ganja. Yeah. Congo. Prabhupada, yes. Devotee, they are not like our movement. Our movement is very dramatic and obvious. Prabhupada, yes. Devotee, and we're an obvious cultural movement, whereas they are hobby. Prabhupada, hobby, that they can understand. So on account of this political situation, the government is not very favorable to our movement. But we have to counteract it by our behavior, by our propaganda. It is not difficult if you do it very nicely. We opened this college program that foreigners should come here, then it will be solved. If it is recognized by the university and you come, you people come as students, then the whole situation will be solved here in Mayapur. Complete political analysis. Bangladesh, Russia, America. Most of the others are just little snips of things, I'll read. In the middle of lectures, Prabhupada suddenly would give some examples. One brahmachari in Indian city in severe cold was sleeping in the open air without any covering. And it was severe cold. That is the practice. During Magh Mela, many saintly persons come there on the bank of the Ganges. This year we had our own camp, we have seen. The whole night they are sitting in the open air without any covering. So it is practice. Practice means to undergo austerity. Competition is the cause of war. Those who are aware of history, the two big wars in your Europe were started by the German people because they are very much envious of the English people. The Germans could not do business throughout the whole British Empire. We know Indian. So they are very much envious of these British people. We know Indian, I think, means we know because we're Indians. How the Germans couldn't do business anywhere because everything was the British Empire. So, if we collect more, now the British Empire is finished. But if we collect more, if you want to acquire more, then another becomes jealous. And that way, jealousy increases, and that's the cause of war. That is the cause of fight. But if you're satisfied with your minimum or maximum needs, nobody will be jealous. Everywhere you find first class, second class, and third class. You cannot stop it. Just like in Bombay, sometimes I showed my disciples in 1935, that means 50 years ago, when I was in Bombay, I was doing some business. So a class of men, they were living on a footpath. Their home was on the footpath. They've got a box or a bag and lying on the footpath and eating on the footpath, everything on the footpath. Now that same class of men are still there. Economically, 50 years ago, the value of money was greater. At that time, 50 years ago, we were purchasing, say, ghee, at most 1 rupee per kilo. So now you cannot get first-class ghee unless you pay 25 rupees per kilo. So the value of money has decreased. That means, in other words, people are getting more money. Formerly, one servant was engaged 10 or 12 rupees a month. Now you cannot get a servant unless you pay 100 rupees. So everyone is getting more money, but still, the condition is the same. If you get more money, the other circumstances will force you to remain in the same condition as you were 50 years ago, because you are destined. You cannot change your destiny. That is not possible. So do not try. Everyone is trying to change the destiny. I am a poor man. I must be a rich man. But you cannot change your destiny. Here's from a talk of Prabhupada in 1973 in Lahore. Although it's about Prabhupada being in Lahore. The talk was actually in Paris. Prabhupada was talking to some doctor who was an Indian. How long have you been here? Doctor, I've been in France 25 years. Prabhupada, oh, I see. And where from you came? Doctor, Punjab. Prabhupada, Punjab, before it was divided into two. Oh, yes, yes. And Prabhupada says, Punjab, before it was divided into two. Oh, yes, yes. Before the... Prabhupada, which district? Yes, which district? Lahore. Lahore, the city proper. I taught there. Then, of course, it was divided. And before that, I came here and joined. Prabhupada, I went to Lahore sometimes. I see. In 1925, there in Lahore, there are many Bengalis. Oh, yes. So when Bengali gentleman, Mr. Mita, he was a physician, I became his guest. They were very well-to-do. They were living there for two, three generations, the Miti family. I see, the doctor says. There was also some man called Bir Mita. Was he the same? I forgot the name. There were quite a number of Bengalis there. Long time ago, I was there in 1925, I was going to Kashmir. On my way, I stopped in Lahore and some other places. It's a medicine talk. Everything in nature has to give something. Everything that we see, why has God created the river? It has a function, and the ocean, and the hills, and the vegetables. All these vegetables which are growing, each and every vegetable creeper has some service. We do not know because we do not know the use of these vegetable creepers. We go to the doctor. Otherwise, if someone is ill, medicine is there. We do not know how to utilize it. But in the remote villages and forests, they don't come to the doctor. In the hills, the aborigines know so many drugs. For toothache, you go to the dentist and they extract the tooth. But I have read in Ayurvedic medicine there is a drug, a root. Only if you touch the side of the mouth, all the germs collected within the tooth will come out. I've seen it. Sometime in the year 1931 or 32, I had a very severe tooth pain, so I was taken by my servant in the jungle. And they cured me, but the dentist could not. So many times I attended the dentist. I have my practical experience. And in Ayurvedic literature, there is mentioned some drug, the root, only if you touch here, the germs collected in the teeth, they will come out. In the corner of the teeth, some germs, sometimes eating, and they will come out. And sometimes pain in the toe, all the germs. The germ theory is all right, but they want to cure these germs in different ways. But by nature's way, there are so many drugs and roots and creepers, they can cure all the diseases. Similarly, the river. The river has its function to supply water all year. He says a few other things and then goes to says, in 1898, I was born in 1896, so I heard, and I remember, in Calcutta there was a very vehement type of epidemic in 1898. So Calcutta became devastated. All the people practically left Calcutta. Daily, hundreds and hundreds of people were dying. I was 1 year old, or 1.5 year old. I have seen what was happening, but there was a plague, an epidemic. I did not know. Later on, I heard from my parents. One Babaji, he organized Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Sankirtan. when there was no other way. He organized Sankirtan all over Calcutta, and in Sankirtan all people, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, everyone joined, and they were coming, they were going door to door, street to street, entering in every house. So that Mahatma Gandhi is 151, Mahatma Gandhi wrote, "You have seen the Sankirtan party we received very nicely. There was light, and I was very small. I was also dancing, I can't remember. Just like our small children sometimes dance. I remember, I could see only up to the knees of the persons who had joined." So the plague subsided. This is a fact.
Is that the address for 51 Mahatma Gandhi Road?
Yeah.
Where we used to live.
Can you remember? It's nice. Vedic culture's opulent standard is a talk in Los Angeles, 1973. Some devotee says, when DuPont made the first nylon, it was praised all over the world. Prabhupada, what for? Because they produce synthetic fibers, nylons. Prabhupada, useless. Just says SD. And big cars, they're charging thousands and thousands of dollars. But what is this? Tin car. As soon as the machine gone, nobody will pay for the tin even. Especially in this country, they are thrown away to the garbage. In India, we have seen, they're going on. People stock metal utensils. Yes, we use. Maybe Swarup Damodar, SD. Never use this china or clay, never. No respectable gentleman will use china, clay. Still. So if a poor family is in need of money, immediately he can take one Banarsi sari or some metal utensils to the pawn maker. He'll immediately offer some money, yes. So these are conveniences. Investment was in gold ornaments. Still, we have seen that so many jewelry shops, silver dishes shops, ornament shops, still. Every marriage, the father must give at least 50 tolas. I was not a rich man. Still, I had to give my daughter 50 tolas of gold during marriage. 50 tolas. 2.5 tolas makes 1 ounce. What is the value of 50 tolas? Okay. 25 ounces? Right now, that's worth about $2,300. Prabhupada, just see. So that is her stock. Stri Dhana. The husband cannot touch. Then it is criminal. So in case of need, she can convert the ornaments into money. Sometimes there's disagreement with the husband, so she has got some stock. The father gives some ornaments. The father-in-law gives some ornaments. The relatives also. So if she gets 100 tolas of gold, that means at least $5,000. She has some assets. This is called Stri Dhana. Stri Dhana means woman's property. No one can touch it. Only according to Mana Samhita law, Stri Dhana. Now they are changing. The son cannot touch, the husband cannot touch, nobody can touch. But after her death, the daughters will share that money. Because formerly, if the daughters could not get share of the father's estate, only the dowry, which is given by the father-in-law at the time of the marriage, that much. But she could not claim any estate. Therefore, at the time of marriage, the dowry by ornaments. Hundreds of pieces of saris. If one is rich, man. All Banarsi sari, costly. And woman's nature is that if she gets good ornaments, saris, good food, she's satisfied. She doesn't want anything. She'll never become faithless to her husband. So these things are disappearing. Now rich man, rich man's wife, has no ornaments. Only the widows were without ornaments. Any woman who has got a husband must have ornaments. Otherwise, insult. Here's 1972, Prabhupada was talking about famine. You don't produce. Why? Krishna has given food. You have to do simply little work and produce your food. But in order to keep the balance of price, they say, don't produce. Why not produce? If actually we produce foodstuff in the ordinary way, then we can produce foodstuff so much that 10 times the whole population of the world can be fed. There's no question of scarcity or poverty. The demons create. You have no experience, but I have experience. Some of the Indians who are present. In 1942, the government created artificial famine. The government began to purchase. Because at that time the war was going on, so Mr. Churchill's policy was, keep the people in scarcity, and they'll voluntarily come and become soldiers. That was the policy. You have no money. So the other avenue was open. Become a soldier and get so much money. Out of poverty, people would go there. That was the policy. The policy was executed that the government began to purchase rice and commodities which are daily necessities. Any price they can offer, because the currency is in their hand. They can print the so-called papers, $100, and pay. And he becomes satisfied. Oh, I've got $100. But it is a piece of paper. The cheating is from the government. Why? The people will not learn how to cheat. So this is going on. This is called demonic.
Didn't follow which government it was created the artificial famine.
It was India he was talking about. So during World War II, India was controlled by the British.
Sounds like that was the Churchill's policy coming down through the Commonwealth of Nations there.
Yeah.
Expert manipulators.
You know, Prabhupada always says that about the British. Expert propaganda. So there's different ones. Some of these are famous to devotees who are a little familiar with Prabhupada's talks. Calcutta clerk strike. Howrah station and the man who carried some fuel as his luggage. You know, this is my possession. He saw a man. People were loading up their luggage at the train station, and he saw one man coming, and his luggage was one big piece of wood, fuel, and it was half burnt already. And he was thinking, this is my possession. So you're there with your Samsonite, he's with his possession. So he could understand that people are, even when they have nothing, they're thinking, this is mine. World War II, Calcutta bombing.
That's the famous one with the bomb, and he said this is Krishna in his universal feature, but is not very attractive and headed for the bomb shelter.
Yeah. That is. Looks like there's some Subhas Chandra Bose here. I just read a big book for researching for the biography about Indians gaining their independence. It tells all about Gandhi and Nehru and everything. And Subhas Chandra Bose is not mentioned once. I looked in the index, he's not even in the index. It's supposed to be like an exhaustive description of how India gained their independence. The Prabhupada is actually, he's the real. You can't even understand what is, everything is cheating. Even history's books.
Must have been an authorized book.
Unauthorized.
Unauthorized.
Yeah. Subhas Chandra Bose. Prabhupada going to speak in Delhi prison once. I was invited to give some good lessons to the prisoners. Prabhupada also said he went to some prison once where Gandhi was in prison. He saw the cell there. World War One story. He said, I'll just read this. I have heard from a very reliable officer, Mr. McPherson, in Allahabad. Prabhupada has this wonderful way that he turns to his, to just persons who told him different things. and he learns, he'll sometimes accept an ordinary person as very reliable and authoritative for different information. As we study Prabhupada's life, there's all these different persons in his life who have given him information which he's considered authoritative. Remember, I was telling you about the barber in Allahabad who knew the best prostitutes. This person who knows this and this person knows it. And actually that is a way to learn things instead of newspapers and things. Mm-hmm. People who actually experience things, they tell you. You can learn so many things. You see, Prabhupada seemed to turn to that kind of thing. Mr. McPherson in Allahabad. I was keeping a drug shop. He was my customer. That reminds me of another, is a very funny exchange. Oh, I think it was this Kalopati, one of the first devotees. And Prabhupada was saying to him, so what do you do? And he said, I deal in drugs, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, yes, I do, formerly also. He was my customer. When he was coming, he was talking with me so many past stories of the war. Once he narrated that he was one of the commanders in the First World War. Did Marshall fought? He was Second World War, or first? I think first. Devotee, first expeditionary. Prabhupada, Marshall fought. He was in charge of the French centers. So the Belgium, there were many refugees from Belgium, mostly women and children. They came to France. And in charge of this was Marshall's force. So this Mr. McPherson, he told me, we were officers, we were informed that so many refugees have come from Belgium. What to do? Then Marshall became very angry, you see. He became very, what can I do in this battlefield? So it was ordered that they should be killed. Actually, it happened that all these women and children were assembled together and four guns from four sides were blown up, you see. Their own alliance, not alliance, what is it called? Allies. These things take place in war. There is no international law, no humanitarian. Everything goes on, everything. I'd heard that before. The story of the dying friend who asked for four more years.
That was actually a friend of Prabhupada, or some. Sounds like when Prabhupada repeats that, it sounds like.
One of our friends in India, he was 54 years old, he was dying. He requested the doctor, kindly give me some medicine that I may live for another 4 years. I have got many things to do. Just see the crazy fellow. This is called ignorance. He does not know that what to say 4 years, a doctor cannot give 4 minutes prolongation. And again, it's an account of the famine of 1942, man-made famine. No rice was available. I have seen it, people were hungry. But the beauty is, one American gentleman was at that time present. He remarked, people are starving in this way. In our country, there would have been revolution. But the people of India are so trained that in spite of creating this artificial famine, they did not commit any theft, stealing others' property. They died peacefully. Of course, this is a single instance. Any questions? Yes?
Wasn't that the first thing you were reading about the communists?
Friendly nation?
Yeah. So when was that written?
During the Bangladesh War.
So is that the situation that that Prabhupada is speaking about the way that Indians see the Americans?
Mm.
I know previously, a few years ago, it was that way with the devotees. Is it still that way with the devotees, how they see the American devotees?
CIA, yeah. Of course, politically, it's supposed to be somewhat improved with this new Prime Minister of India, but still, Yeah, that in Bombay, all that yellow journalism was still CIA, that the chakras in the temple were radio broadcasts for the American intelligence. Still going on.
But in other ways, it's also, you're also getting a lot of cooperation from various government agencies. And
yeah, and we're in our Mayapur Center for all the relief work. And I think the visa situation right now is pretty... Devotees can get visas. Prabhupada seems to indicate that at least we should, no matter what happens, we should make demand that we are pilgrims, we're not American politicians. And the devotees were telling me there's some school, some religious school that was run by some, I think it was a German priest, Christian priest. And then even during World War II, it was near the Mayapur area, Bengal, he was allowed to continue his activities because he was understood he wasn't a politician. Mm. But that's what he said in that talk. Yes?
Was that everyone saying that they should work with universities in India? Is that what you're saying?